Aggieville Halloween Trick or Treat. And I understand you'll have some RCPD officers out there as well.
Yeah, we'll have some officers down there handing out candy. We are taking precautions. It's prepackaged stuff, and we're sanitizing the outside of it. The officers will be wearing masks and gloves, I believe. So we're trying to continue all of our normal outreach events that some got delayed and canceled for several months. And when we resumed those with the Duck Dash and National Night Out, they were very well attended. The public really seemed hungry for, not to be making a pun, to come out and have something to do and have some level of contact with us. And so we continued on with the Aggieville Halloween Trick or Treat today, the Hy-Vee Halloween Saturday. Next week, we'll be directing traffic and handing out candy. The Boys and Girls Club, Sisters, Big Brothers, Big Sisters Haunted House, also next Saturday. We're going to have the food truck there. We're not sure if we're going to, again, provide food or candy. It's going to be one or the other. And then, of course, tomorrow we have the DEA drug take back at the Walmart and West Loop Dillon's. So we're going to do that from 10 to 2 tomorrow. So we're doing our best to provide those community outreach opportunities and keep our employees and the people who come and see us safe. We think it's very important to do that right now.
You know, I was at National Night Out a couple weeks ago when that took place, and that was, even though it was a little different, I think it worked really well. I had to wait in line for about 30 minutes to get my my food, but, you know, it was a great hamburger, by the way. I don't know where you got your hamburgers. It was delicious.
Well, I'll tell my staff what you said. You know, it's funny. I've been asked about that. Last year when we held our first one at the Armory, we ordered a certain amount of food and we ran out. And this year, we really weren't sure what to expect with it being so different. But we did double the amount of food and we ran out again. I joked with some people, we resorted to handing out chewing gum at the end. That's not true. I was just making a joke. But I was very pleased to see the response. And again, it was our first time doing that. And I know the food line was long. If we do it that way again next year, we'll try to make some adjustments to make it go a little bit quicker.
I know it's neat for my kids. They really liked seeing the equipment out there. And then my wife was with me and she got to meet some of the different staff. Everyone was friendly and it was neat to get some business cards. I know we got introduced to Melissa Mosier out there, who I already knew, but she might not have recognized me with my mask on. But it was it was a great event and really some great resources for people to learn more about the police department.
Well, that's true. But I do want to acknowledge we also had Manhattan Fire out there with some of their equipment and also Riley County EMS. And some businesses came out as well. Like an insurance company came out there. Starbucks was handing out free coffee. So we also had our correctional staff with the jail and some of their equipment. So it wasn't just the PD. We did have a lot of others participating, which is what we did last year. And we think that makes for a more rounded event. So we were very pleased with how it turned out.
Yeah. And obviously you mentioned the drug take back event happening tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Walmart and West Loop Dillon's. I was looking at stats recently here, but I know the collection, it seems like every time you hold this, collections go up just a little bit more. This has been a very successful event for Riley County in the last couple of years, hasn't it?
It has. And, you know, we do this because, again, it's an opportunity for us to interact with the public in a positive way. But I do want to remind your listeners that we have, we have a drop-off box in our foyer at the police department. So anytime somebody has something that they need to dispose of, they can come down any time of day or night and drop it off there as well.
All right. Yeah, that's important to know because what that does here is that takes these types of prescription drugs, anything that's in your cabinets, maybe expired or unused, keeps it out of the hands of people who may otherwise have bad intentions, I suppose.
Yeah, and the other thing is too, and our public works department will be happy to hear this, is don't flush that stuff down your toilet, because it ends up in the water system and in the river, and it's not good for the environment to be flushing those drugs down the toilet. So that's why we like to collect them the way we do.
And speaking with Director Dennis Butler here with the Riley County Police Department, and obviously we saw last year the results of the major fentanyl bust here. So there is an opioid crisis going on in the country, and it's everywhere. We don't always see it here from a public perspective, but the major bust last year kind of brought it to the attention that it's even right here in our backyard in Manhattan.
Yeah, that was unusual, I think. We do have opioid sales and use in our community, but to see that level of organization and sophistication was somewhat unusual. The U.S. attorney mentioned that it was the largest bust of its kind in Kansas history. It still continues. It is associated with other types of violent crime and career criminals. So we do focus actually more on those things, the violent crime and criminals, because often they're associated with these things, and we're able to address it through those types of investigations. So we're constantly monitoring this and working to find those people responsible and arrest them.
All right. Well, we're speaking with Director Butler here on News Radio KMAN. I'm going to take a quick timeout, and we'll continue our conversation after this on News Radio KMAN.